a patient that is lethargic and having a hard time walking. They might just come in and want to lay down. We'll take their temperature, and their temperature will be below normal by a degree or two. And then while they're laying there, they might just start urinating on themselves.
Oof, this sounds pretty bad. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, you're listening to Sound Effect, and this is Shepard Thorpe. And yeah, with a name like Shepard, he is a veterinarian. He works at Blue Pearl Veterinary Hospital in South Tacoma. And now let's get back to our medical mystery and our patient, a dog.
Sometimes their pupils are a little bit dilated and they'll be shy around the head. So if you move your hand too quickly towards their face to examine their eyes or their mouth, their eyes will blink and they'll pull their head back. When they're more severely affected, they could have tremors and twitches, which look very abnormal. Most of the owners are concerned that there's something internally wrong with their dog. I've heard some owners say, has my pet had a stroke? Is this some type of seizure? I think that my pet may have gotten into something, but I have no idea.
Okay, don't worry. This dog is going to be okay, I promise.
We can pretty quickly realize that these are symptoms that are consistent with a marijuana exposure.
That's right. These dogs are stoned. These are pot dogs. Now, 20 years ago, Shep would see a case like this every once in a while, but today, with marijuana being legal and coming in all kinds of edible forms, Shep says he sees intoxicated dogs like 3 or 4 times a week. So many of these cases come through that treating them has become a pretty important source of revenue for the clinic. Detoxing your dog can cost between $500 and $1,000, which is a good reminder to keep your stash out of reach.
You wouldn't want to bring a plate of cookies and put it on the coffee table and not expect the Labrador Retriever to get to the cookies.
Our pets. We love them. We hate to see them suffer. Even though it might be kind of amusing to finally have the answer to that question, what would my dog be like if it were stoned, man? Well, Shep has never lost one of these patients, and he says the less severe cases recover just fine by riding things out in a dark, quiet space.